Okay, well, hey, I would encourage you. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the most important thing because that's our ark. That's what we have to get into. We have to get into the ark of Jesus Christ. He actually came and made a way for us.
The word is a sword. I'm trying to learn it right now because he's called me into deliverance ministry.
Okay. Well, hey, I would test yourself. If you don't know the gospel, how are you going to minister to other people?
You're right. That's why I'm trying to learn it.
Yeah. So that website will really help you out. If you're seeking truth, if you want to go deep in the Word of God, my brother has a ton of articles on there. Test it all to the Word of God. But I'm going to go through the gospel with you really quick because I care about your soul. Because if you died today and you're going to be standing before a holy God, you have to be covered in Jesus Christ. He actually came down in the likeness of sinful flesh, was crucified on a stake, shed his blood for the remission of sin.
And he saved ourselves. That's what he did on the cross.
Yeah, he buried, rose again. And the way we apply that to our life, we can't just raise our hands, say a prayer, and say we're going to heaven now. We have to get into the ark. We have to repent. He didn't make a way for people that still love their sin, that still love the world, that still love their flesh. He made a way for people that are willing to lose their life. Jesus said you must lose your life. So you have to drop your pride, your vanity, and we have some...
Loses his life.
Entertainment, sports, politics, the culture, everything in Satan's world, you got to forsake it. And that includes your family and friends. I had to lose my family and friends because they wouldn't hear the gospel of Christ. I had to lose my career and everything. But he's willing to give you his Holy Spirit when you obey him, Acts 5. If you're willing to lay down your life, be born again by the Spirit of God. The truth of God. So he's made a way. The Spirit of God, when you're born again by the Spirit of God, here's how you test the fruit. If you say, well, I'm born again, do you think you're born again? Okay, we'll test your fruit. Are you coming out of the world? Are you looking like the world? Are you talking like the world? Are you acting like the world? Are you dressing like the world?
I'm coming out of the world.
Well, make sure you're testing everything. I think that website will really help you. And reach out if you have any questions.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed myself. I'm coming out of the world, so I'm not 100% out of the world yet.
Well,
I haven't watched TV.
Sure. The scriptures say we have to flee.
I haven't watched TV in like 4 years. I don't listen to secular
That's
music
great.
Anymore.
Awesome. Yeah.
I can't stand to be around people who are, you know, this is just for her, but I can't stand to be around
well,
these people.
Well, sir, the first sin of the
and
garden
I know
was.
We're supposed to be, you know.
Why are you here today? Did you know the first sin of the garden was Adam hearkened to his wife, right? So test yourself because feminism is a big thing in the culture today. And we're supposed to be the head of our houses, the head. That's the order of Christ. So that's one sin. I want to make sure you're out of that because that stumbles a lot of people. I've seen it. My short time, I've been born again for about 8 or 9 months. I've been coming out of the world. I lost my life and everything. I used to be a Lutheran for 21 years, but I had to come out of that church because that was false. But the fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience to the Word of God. And that's why I care about you. If you claim to be born again, you're still coming to places like this. You're not dressing your temple biblical, covering up your form. The Lord actually told us how to dress, and no one teaches that. You can find that on my brother's website. You can reach out to him for that. Genesis 3, he actually shed blood, clothed us in coats of animal skin as an archetype of Jesus Christ to clothe us in his blood. And it hasn't changed since. Every prophet, every apostle, Jesus Christ himself was clothed in a robe that covered our form. We're going to get robes of righteousness in Revelation. So we should be covering our form up, right?
Just to make some cooler robes, though, because, it's a little warm out here right now.
Well, I mean, I can suffer a little bit of heat for the kingdom of God. That's fine with me, but you have to endure in that, and it's not locked up, it's not secure. You have to fight and strive and fight your way into the kingdom of God.
That's a pretty good idea if it's not sinful. You know, that thin stuff that they use in the gym or whatever, make a robe out of that.
Right.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, make it, as long as it's not adorned or like prideful, because pride's an abomination to God, as long as you're just covering up your temple, plain clothing, use whatever material you want. Make it cool, make it thicker for colder weather.
Yeah.
But these are the things, you have to start coming out of the world, you have to start losing your life, because if you're holding on to willful sin, Hebrews 10:26 says there's no more sacrifice left. If you know something's a sin and you're not leaving it, you're going to stand before that righteous judge, whether it be tomorrow, you could die tomorrow, or next week, wherever it might be, and he's going to say, why didn't you let go of that sin? I told you to leave that sin. And you're going to say, I loved my sin more than I loved you, Lord. But if you're willing to flee from all your sin, if you're willing to lose all of your sin today, the Lord is willing to cleanse you of that sin. Because if we walk in the light as he's in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. But we have to walk in the light. Yeah. We have to cleanse ourselves.
Is a work in progress for us too, because just like you said, you're coming out of the world too.
Well, I came out of the world. I lost my life for Jesus Christ. I'm actually a van dweller now. Travel around, preach the gospel with my brothers and sisters. They're down at the other corner. But go on that website, go deep into the Word of God. If the Holy Spirit is really leading you, he'll lead you out of the world to follow after him in spirit and truth. He won't lead you into the churches. Stay away from the churches. He won't lead you into fleshly festivals. He won't lead you into following your flesh. He'll lead you into... I'll say there's five things that the apostles, the prophets, Jesus did while he was here on the earth. There are only five simple things that they did their whole life. They ate and they slept. They worked. They paid their way. They ministered the gospel. They fellowshipped one with another. And they restored in God's nature, God's creation, when they got tired of doing those four things. Those are the only five things we're supposed to be doing. That's the simplicity in Christ. But if you're trying to fill it up with a bunch of fleshly things, worldly things, James 4:4 says a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That word friend in the Greek says fond. If you're fond of the world, you're an enemy of God. If you're still loving this world, the Lord's not going to give you his Holy Spirit. The Lord's not going to give you more light because you still love your sin. You're still holding on to darkness. So I care about you. Reach out if you have any questions.
I told you, we're over by the Ferris wheel.
What's your name?
Matthew.
My name's Akuo.
Akuo?
Yeah, Akuo. It means to hear in the Greek. My brothers and sisters gave me that name because I was actually at a festival like this. Yeah, my original name was Colin.
Okay.
But Colin was a worldly, prideful young man. I lost my life in Christ. I'm a new creature. And I actually heard someone street preaching at a festival like this. I actually went up, asked him questions. Started digging into the Word of God, said, wow, that's the truth. I got to lose my life. I got to obey Jesus Christ. I came out of the world, lost my life. I dropped my nets, didn't even say goodbye to my parents, left, just like the disciples. Yeah. So I encourage you, the day of salvation is today. Anything you know is sin, clean it up, because you're going to be standing before a holy judge. He sees your heart. He sees what you're doing today. And I fear for you, because if you stand before God today, there's still sin in your life you know is sin that you haven't cleaned up, and you claim to be born of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is prompting you to clean something up, you better be cleaning something up. Otherwise...
Oh, yeah, he definitely convicts me all the time, but not really. Maybe when I get in there, but right now he's not really convicting me.
Well, I told you the scriptures today, James 4:4, a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's light. That's light. No, we're not supposed to. Jesus Christ is our Sabbath rest. That's another thing you can look up on the website. He actually rose on Saturday. He's our Sabbath rest. We now rest in Jesus Christ. We don't have a Lord's Day. The Lord's Day is going to be Revelation when he returns. That's what it speaks about in the scriptures. But you can look that up on the website. That's an awesome teaching.
Check out the website.
But get the gospel correct. Come out of the world. Repent of all of your sin. Leave your life. Your family's going to hate you. Your friends are going to hate you. The world's going to hate you. But Jesus Christ said,
everybody already hates me.
It's going to be hard. You have to strive to enter in. We'll help you.
My friend has been mad at me for like the last month now because I've been telling her everything. And she's like,
yeah.
I don't believe any of that. Like, but you go to church every week and you claim to love God too. Like,
you see the hypocrisy. Yeah. So we care about you. Make sure you reach out if you have any questions. The email's on there. We'd love to Bible study with you, encourage you in the truth, but you will have to leave your sin. We can't be united to sin. We can't be united to people that still love darkness, still love the world. So come out of your sin. We care about you. Alrighty. Okay.